97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. Gas prices fell 10.5 cents over the last week, the average across the state landing at $3.85 on Monday. This is more than 71 cents per gallon lower than a month ago, but almost 93 cents higher than this time last year. With gasoline prices falling in 47 states last week, the national average dropped below $4 per gallon late Sunday for the first time since mid-April. GasBuddy officials say the decline came as oil prices moved sharply lower in reaction to news of a potential deal between the United States and Iran. It remains to be seen whether the agreement holds. Any reopening of the Strait of Hormuz and resumption of normal oil flows will be the clearest signal that this relief in prices will continue. Officials at GasBuddy say the national average could continue to fall as long as there isn't a dramatic reversal and the U.S. and Iran continue to move in a positive direction. Candidates and residents of Wisconsin gathered in Madison over the weekend for the Democratic State Convention. The straw poll taken at the conclusion shows Sarah Rodriguez as the favorite from those in attendance.
I've been to all 72 counties every year that I've been lieutenant governor, and people are telling me the same thing, that they are doing everything right, but they're still feeling squeezed. But what I do hear the most across all of Wisconsin is two things that come up, housing and childcare.
David Crowley spoke on how both urban and rural voters make the state strong.
Our differences is what makes us who we are as a country and what makes us Wisconsin. It is our strength.
Mandela Barnes polled second to last over Missy Hughes, but talked about how spending time at conventions brings Democrats together.
They know that there is a better tomorrow to be had. They know that we can actually change things. And that's what's so exciting for me, the hope and optimism. And then you get to have fun a little bit, too.
I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. A weekend straw poll at the Wisconsin Democratic Convention shows Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez on top, but the race is far from settled. Rodriguez led the field with 164 votes, followed by State Representative Francesca Hong, and then State Senator Kelda Royes. The gathering was held in Madison, where both Hong and Royes are based. Former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, who has polled strongly in other settings, finished near the bottom here. About 60% of convention attendees took part in the vote. State health leaders say tick activity has reached its seasonal peak. The Department of Health Services says nympho deer ticks are driving the increase and spread most human tick-borne illnesses, including Lyme disease. Officials say the tiny ticks are harder to detect and can stay attached longer, increasing the risk of disease transmission. Health officials encourage you to use insect repellent, wear protective clothing, and perform daily tick checks. Volunteer first responders in rural communities could soon get help buying homes under a new proposal from Congress. Senators Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin and Kevin Kramer of North Dakota introduced a bill to expand federal housing options. It would raise income limits for certain USDA loans and give volunteers access to discounted homes through a federal program. State firefighters and EMS groups are backing the plan. Baldwin says the goal is to make it easier for communities to attract and keep emergency workers. Wisconsin is rolling out a new specialty license plate tied to the Iola Car Show. The DMV says part of the cost goes towards supporting community and nonprofit groups connected to the event. Organizers say the show brings in about 120,000 visitors each year to Waupaca County and generates millions for the local economy. The plate joins dozens of other specialty options for our state. Drivers can sign up through the DMV website. A new federal proposal could impact how quickly absentee ballots move through the mail in Wisconsin. The Postal Service wants states to provide voter names and ballot barcodes before delivery, a change critics say could delay votes and create confusion. State officials warn rural ballots may have to travel farther for processing, adding time during a tight election window. Others argue the rule would improve tracking and election security. The plan is still under review, with legal challenges and a final decision expected later this summer. State agents seized beer from Minocqua Brewing Company as part of an ongoing investigation into possible violations. The Department of Revenue says agents carried out a planned inspection tied to a long-running complaint and worked with the company's legal team ahead of time. Video posted online shows officers removing cases of beer from the Minocqua taproom. Owner Kirk Bangstead claims about $25,000 worth of product was taken over a tax issue and says he plans legal action. The state has not confirmed those details and says the investigation is still active. Bangstead was told earlier in the week his submission paperwork to run for governor was insufficient. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services wants people to be on alert for ticks. The agency reported there is high activity statewide thanks to nymphal deer ticks that are known to spread more tick-borne illnesses than the adult version. The department emphasized the importance of using insect repellent and more clothing to prevent ticks attaching. As some states skip a new celebration in Washington, Wisconsin says it will take part. State officials say the pavilion at the Great American State Fair in D.C. will tell the story of Wisconsin through its agriculture, industry, and culture. The event opens June 25th and runs 16 days, but it's become more political after some performers dropped out and President Donald Trump said he would hold a rally instead. Find more news at civicmedia.us.
Will the Bucks make a move? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Basketball. The Knicks celebrating their championship after beating the Spurs over the weekend. Now that the NBA season is over, will the Bucks GM make a trade this week regarding the future of Giannis in Milwaukee?
If John Horst is doing his job, maybe some of these other teams actually know what's on the table for Giannis. And if that's the case, yeah, man, the offers are on the table and this thing is going to happen. I just haven't heard enough or anything really in the other way of the Bucks poking around for another star or two to keep him.
That's Bucks reporter Jim Ozarski. The NBA draft coming up next week in New York. Baseball, the Brewers have the night off. After beating the Phillies 4-2 Sunday, they'll open a 3-game series tomorrow night against the Cleveland Guardians at AmFam Field. Infielder Cooper Pratt being called up from Nashville. NFL, the Packers OTAs wrap up this week with the rookies in Green Bay. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 75 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with scattered showers or a thunderstorm, low dropping into the low to mid 50s. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high in the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.